There's a famous Gemara in the Durham that says, what was the cause of the Churban HaBayis? Shol Baruch Hu Bracha Tchila. They didn't make Birkas HaTorah. Do we have a mitzvah in our Torah according to the Ramban? Kishem Hashem Ekro HaVagodo, okay, no, to make a Birkas HaTorah. Before learning according to Ramban, actually, it's a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave Kai, so he gave us the Torah. So we have a mitzvah, and so the Gemara says the major, the main one, the Bechira, is Asher Bracha Bano Mikolam. However, we have other brachas. So that's a shaila in the Rishonim, whether La'asok B'divrei Tova HaRevna, one bracha or two. Nafkamina Le'al Shvuas, if you're being Yotze with someone else, when do you enter Amen? So let's assume Shavu Baruch Hu Bracha, let's assume HaRevna is V'HaRevna, it's a continuation towards part of their first bracha. So Rabbeinu Yonah, others say Shavu Baruch Hu Bracha Tchila, they were a Machshiv Torah. They treated Torah like a science, like a math class. However, others point out, I think this in Degel Machane Ephraim, others point out, Shavu Baruch Hu Bracha Tchila, no, Tchila meaning V'HaRevna. So how come we have a bracha V'HaRevna, let it be sweet? Like, everything should be sweet, but why do we have it in the Lashon of the Birkas HaTorah? We have that expression, V'HaRevna. So why is it specifically by Torah? It says, please Hashem, O God, sweeten the words of your Torah in our mouth. V'yamcha v'yisho v'nenachdol say seino. So why is this part of the Nusach HaBracha? Because it is because Talmud Torah is different than all other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, not to the exclusion of it, you do it because Kach Siva Hashem. But by Talmud Torah, you do it also Kach Siva Hashem, but you do it because Kach Siva Hashem. But when you learn something that's V'HaRev, that's something which is sweet to you, Mashalibo Chafetz. That's how someone is matriach in Torah, like lech lecha, v'yartzecha, lecha lehanascha. Avraham would only be successful if he realized lecha lehanascha for his own benefit, for someone else's benefit. He wouldn't be successful. So therefore, v'harevna, that they were lacking the sweetness of Torah. They weren't getting the Geshmak, and that is the famous Avni Nezer and his Akdama. People think Amelos Bitora means like struggling, and it does something about struggling and hard work. But like people think you go look up the Jastro, you go look up words and that. Then no, he says the Iker, the ultimate Hatzlochen learning, but the ultimate Torah Lishma is, it's the geshmak of learning. It's the enjoyment of when you find things that you enjoy learning, and then you'll be matriach, like the famous Taz. About that, we know we have a principle: mitzvahs rav lahanos nidre. So if you make a neder or shvua, that you're not going to benefit from someone else's shofar. So then we say mitzvahs rav lahanos nidre. So therefore, there's no hana by shofar, by lulav, however, if you take a neder not to get hana, and you go borrow a sefer, you hear a shiur, then it's the problem, because Torah, the whole purpose is God knows. And that's what the whole Yantar of Shvu is about, Zman Kabbalah Satorah. That's what they say over the B'Shem Rav Aaron Cutler and others, that by all other Yom Tovim, we have specific mitzvahs. We have sukkah, we have matzah, we have shofar. But yet when it comes to the Yantar of Shvu is, well, we don't have any special mitzvahs. So Rav Aaron Cutler explained, and others, is because when it comes to other mitzvahs, let's say we don't let say by the sukkah, like we're doing a zecher that the Jews traveled 40 years in the Midbar. So whether you say it's sukkah mamash or anaya kaved, it's only a zecher. And today, you know, we have zecher amikdash kehillel. We don't have the Karban Pesach. We have a lot of things we don't have. They're only a zecher. So therefore, we don't have the original, so therefore we need a zecher. However, as I think Esti Lauder is Hassan or someone in our family, I guess he, I don't think he's the Jewish, but I don't think he's observant, but he only gives to what he considers traditional groups. So they want to ask him, like, why you're not observant, why do you only give to traditional groups, not like secular groups? So he says, I'll tell you what, it's the same investment I make with art. Only the original retains its value. All the copycat ones don't have the same value. So that's what Rav Aaron Cutler is saying here. He said, by other mitzvahs, it's only a zecher. So a zecher, we have to give you, we don't have the real thing, so we have to give you something, a zecher. But when by Torah, the same Torah that was given Har Sinai, we have today, there's no need for anything else. We want to focus on the Torah. And that's what we do it, as the Igli Tal says, and the Taz, that we have to find and we have to find Torah that makes us besimcha. That's why, in fact, that even someone in Arei Miklat, the Rebbe has to come, because the Chai Bahem, without Torah, without the Rebbe teaching him, then he's not going to be able to, he won't be able to be matzriach in learning. And that's how they explain it. Rav Soloveitchik explained this in the beginning of Bamidbar. We have the census. So it goes into details. Mispar, Shemas, Zuish. So the Ramban explains there are two different types of counts. There's a count you do, it's a result-oriented count. How many people there are, how much money, if you don't care about, it's not the specific dollar bill that counts. You care about the number. And then there's a second type of count where you care about the individual. It's more about the individual than it is about the result. So when it came to, now that we got the Luchos Shnius, and Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, so every person in the town has to come by. Moshe and Aaron have to meet them, because to be Matzriach as a Rebbe, to be Matzriach as a leader, you have to know the people. So there's one count which is more indirect, but the important count is that everyone goes to Moshe and Aaron. That everyone has a Rebbe, everyone has someone to learn with in order to be Matzriach. And that's the sort of the Yantav, especially on the Yantav Shulis, Man Matan Toroseinu. That's when we focus on our Torah, as Rav Gedal Yeshur explains in the Or Gedal Yahu, that there's three aspects to the Sphira. There is the first third of Sphira is Tfilah, Karban Pesach. The second third is Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Pesach Sheni. But there's a third one from Lag BaOmer on, and that's the Torah, Shosha Dvarim HaOla Amid, the Torah Avodah Gemilah Chasadim, and that's the one we're focused on. The last third, heading into the Yontov of Shavuos, one has to focus on the Torah, and therefore that's why that's the main focus, and therefore we don't get distracted by other mitzvahs we have to perform during the Yontov. The focus is on Talmud Torah, which is Gohanas, and that's how I think the Kolbo brings down the original source of having cheesecake, having dairy, is because the Torah is compared to like honey and cheese. Or like honey, so the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and therefore I guess one should have a honey cheesecake, because it's compared to honey and milk. And that's the yisod of the Yontov of Shavuos. That's why even in the Torah it's Yom HaBikurim, but it's called an Atzeres, because Atzeres means there's nothing else. That's the focus, is on Talmud Torah, and that's why it's known as Man Matan Toraseinu.